the winter surge of respiratory infections, like COVID-19, influenza, and RSV, has passed. However, over the past 3 years, COVID-19 infections have also surged in August. Therefore, the weekly update will continue to report on COVID-19 and restart influenza and RSV updates in the fall. The CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on June 22nd shows fewer than 10 deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the lowest level of 6 groups. Emergency department visits for COVID-19 are minimal in North Carolina, less than 1% of all visits. However, there was a moderate increase of almost 20%. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties wastewater data on the North Carolina COVID dashboard for the week ending on June 19th shows the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is between 40 to 60%, the third level of 5 groups. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample has increased from the previous week to between 1 to 9%, the lowest level of 3 groups with a positive rate of change. However, many of the surrounding counties, including Swain, Jackson, and Henderson, have increased from the previous week to between 100% or greater, the highest level of 3 groups with a positive rate of change.